always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police now believe the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel this week skipped town shortly after. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
Detectives are crafting an intricate digital map to track the gunman's path that spans for miles. At 6:17 a.m., surveillance cameras capture him at a coffee store. A source tells CBS News he paid with cash. Video shows him about a block away from the hotel at around 6:20 a.m. 26 minutes later, he shot and killed Thompson outside the hotel using a gun with a silencer. The gunman then fled and entered Central Park on a bike, where police found a backpack.
The backpack the shooter was seen wearing on video. Police haven't said what was in it. The FBI has joined the investigation and is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Rebel forces have seized a fourth major city in Syria and are moving in on a fifth as they make a beeline for the capital of Damascus. The BBC's Chris Barrow.
Rebel forces say they've reached the outskirts of Syria's third largest city, Homs, as government troops struggle to contain advances from factions across the country. The HTS Islamist group says it's given President Assad's forces in Homs a final ultimatum to defect.
Thousands of residents have fled Homs toward coastal regions of Syria. The mother of an American journalist missing in Syria for 12 years says she's received word her son is alive. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
Austin Tice disappeared from a checkpoint west of Damascus in 2012. His mother, Deborah Tice, speaking in Washington.
We have from a significant source that has already been vetted all over our government. Austin Tice is alive. Austin Tice is treated well.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirms only this.
The National Security Advisor to the President, Jake Sullivan, did have a meeting with Austin Tice's family.
Adding Sullivan has regularly met with families of detained Americans. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
A federal appeals court has upheld the law forcing TikTok to break its ties with its Chinese parent company or be banned in the U.S. next month. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane has more.
TikTok challenged, arguing the ban violates the First Amendment, hurts American users and businesses that need the platform. But the appeals court ruled the national security concerns justify the law. TikTok expected to appeal and push back that January 19th deadline, and they're waiting for what happens the next day, January 20th, when Trump, who opposes a ban, comes to office.
Although it's not clear if the Supreme Court will even take up the appeal from TikTok and its parent company from China. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
The Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 111-105 last night. Damian Lillard had 31 points. Chris Middleton scored 11 points and had 5 assists. In his return since surgery on both ankles last summer, he was greeted by the Celtics with some physical contact, but says he was ready for it.
You know, something that's been happening to me, you know, play groups, one-on-one sessions, workouts, feeling that contact. Of course, the contact is a little bit more during the game, but, you know, I needed that. I needed to feel like what it feels like to get hit. Fall down on the floor and, you know, not really worry about anything. So that felt great. But I knocked down the shot, too, in the free throw. But, you know, just cool with it.
The Bucks are in Brooklyn tomorrow against the Nets. The Women's College Volleyball Tournament, the Badgers and Golden Eagles, are in the Sweet 16, headed to the regionals next week. Last night, the Badgers beat number 7th-ranked Georgia Tech at the Fieldhouse in Madison 3-1. Marquette held out in a thriller over Utah 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper teens to 20. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, highs right around 40 degrees, then a chance of showers into Sunday night. Right now it's 22.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we're in Washington, D.C. to talk about the Trump transition and how progressives need to reform their year-round campaign tactics.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Jacob Sabaroff. He's the political and national correspondent with NBC News, the author of the brilliant book Separated, Inside an American Tragedy. He's been on this program about that book. And the executive producer of a new film by Errol Morris that is airing tomorrow night on MSNBC at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, if I have that right. Titled Separated. And Jacob, and also his Blue Sky handle is Jacob Soboroff, S-O-B-O-R-O-F-F dot blue, B-S-K-Y dot social. Jacob, welcome back to the program. I thank you for the pre-screen, as it were. I watched the movie last night. It is brilliant. To start out, give us the overview, the 30,000 foot, what this movie is about and why people will want to take an hour out of their day tomorrow night or evening tomorrow night and watch it.
It's about one of the most shameful chapters in the history of our country, as the Republican appointed judge who stopped former President Trump, now President-elect Trump's family separation policy the first time around. The deliberate and systematic separation of thousands of children from their parents for no other reason than to harm them. And this was called torture by Physicians for Human Rights, the Nobel Peace Prize winning organization. It was called government sanctioned child abuse by the American Academy of Pediatrics. And I saw it myself, never seen anything like it. I don't think, at least I hope I never will. It'll go down as something I think we all remember that summer. But really, what Errol Morris, the Oscar-winning director whose film this is, has done is create a portrait of something that is a look back, but also a look forward at something that we may very well face again soon.
Yeah. I one of the more amazing parts of the movie was the fellow who essentially narrates it. And I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name.
Yeah, that's Jonathan White from the Office of Refugee Resettlement.
Yeah. Tell us about him.
He's a really extraordinary individual. Jonathan White is a career civil servant who has dedicated his life, like so many of the people that attempted to stop this policy, from taking place once it was being considered in the earliest days of the Trump administration. He fought tooth and nail. I can name a dozen people who stood right by his side and did the same thing. But over the objections of many career officials, unfortunately, as we all know, there'll be 5,500 children with a lifetime of trauma. It would have been far worse were it not for Jonathan White and Jalen Sulog, James De La Cruz, many of the people that you will meet in this film. And the way that Errol Morris uniquely can tell a story like this, you know, he did it with Donald Rumsfeld in The Unknown Known. He did it with Robert McNamara in The Fog of War. He did it going all the way back to The Thin Blue Line when he exonerated Randall Adams in that Dallas murder case. Errol Morris has stepped up here to do something that I could have never done myself, take this story and put it on a big screen so that it feels, so that you can feel the emotional truth of what we all went through at that time. And it's something that, as a world, we all saw not bipartisan, but universal condemnation of. The Pope spoke out. It was one of the rare policy reversals of the first Trump administration, and that is because of people like the man you asked me about, Jonathan White and his colleagues, who had the best interest of the children in their heart, despite the fact there were many people in Washington, D.C. who very clearly did not.
I'm wondering if you had a problem getting these civil servants to speak out in public. I mean, are they concerned about retribution from Trump or probably more specifically Stephen Miller once Trump's back in office?
It certainly wasn't easy. And Errol, you know, will tell you that he spoke to dozens and dozens of people in the production of this movie. Only a fraction of them appear on camera, but people like Kirstjen Nielsen, Tom Homan showed up at the studio outside of Boston and then left without doing an interview. But for those that he did get on camera, including and especially the career civil servants like Jonathan White, who are still in office, in their positions today, they did this at great risk to their own personal well-being, I would say, their careers with an incoming Trump administration. But they felt, just like they stood up to the policy, that it was important enough to participate in this project. And, man, I am so excited for, I know you've seen it, I'm so excited for everybody to see it tomorrow night on MSNBC.
We're talking with Jacob Soboroff, the political and national correspondent with NBC News, the author of Separated, Inside an American Tragedy, and the executive producer of this extraordinary new film that is going to be playing or airing tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on MSNBC, Separated. Jacob, I have read conflicting reports, and I don't know what the actual truth is here, and I'm guessing that you do, on whether the Trump administration is planning on reinstating their child separation policy or not. I've heard that Stephen Miller is advocating for it, and I've heard that, you know, other people are saying, no way, it was a mistake. What can we expect?
I learned that when they say something, to believe them. And what they have said is they're going to institute the largest mass deportation policy in the history of the country. And mass deportation is family separation by another name. Mass deportation is not separating children from their parents at the border, but it's certainly separating parents from their children in the interior of the country, in their schools and their places of work and in their homes. And so, you know, maybe they don't go run back the exact same policy proposal, but what they are saying they are going to do, what I saw with my own eyes on the floor of the convention, a mass deportation policy proposal. You know, you saw those signs, mass deportation, now that they were all holding up there at the conventions. That is family separation.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Tell me about the resistance. Obviously, there was resistance within the Trump administration and, you know, of course, outside of it, too. But, you know, you have Mr. White and others who were resisting this with everything they had inside the Trump administration last time around. What can we expect this time around? There's this Schedule F. There's this wholesale house clearing that Trump and now Musk are talking about. Will there be guardrails? Will there be constraints? How can the average citizen stand up and resist against, you know, policies if and when they become brutal like these were?
This is a difficult story to watch and to relive, but it's also, in a way, Tom, very inspiring because of the way that people around the world stood up. It wasn't some kind of bipartisan condemnation with this or that leader on Capitol Hill locking arms saying we're Democrats and Republicans. It was a universal condemnation of people around the globe. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets and stood up and spoke out. The Pope spoke out, if you remember. It was one of the rare policy reversals, maybe the only policy reversal that we've ever seen from the first Trump administration in this regard. And I think what the film does is it gives people a reminder that that's possible. There's a lot of people who are choosing to tune out, who don't want to pay attention right now, who feel like there's too much going on. But what this film will be an important reminder of, maybe a critical one, is that it was the power of the people that stopped the family separation policy from going into place, not because it was about politics, but because it was about humanity. It was about a moral compass that we all share, that for this brief period in time, we all saw basically X-ray vision to the immigration system, what it does to people, especially children. And I should point out, a system that has been put into place and perpetuated for years by Democratic and Republican administrations, only taken to an extreme by the Trump administration in the last term.
Right, and they're talking about doing it again, as you point out, with a different name. Brilliant. Jacob Soboroff, the correspondent for NBC News, author of Separated, Inside an American Tragedy. The movie is playing tomorrow night. It's an hour long, 9 p.m., December
7th. And I'd encourage everybody, Tom, sorry to interrupt you, I'd encourage everybody to tune in a little bit early. My dear friend and colleague Rachel Maddow is going to come on the air with Ayman Mojadeen and his program, which starts in the 7 p.m. Eastern hour for a special report ahead of the film. And you're not going to want to miss that either.
That's great. Thank you so much for that, Jacob. Thanks for the reminder. Check it out tomorrow night. And Jacob, thank you for dropping by today.
Thanks again.
Good talking. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment as Anything Goes Friday.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Wake up with the sunrise, feeling so alive. Turn that radio on, let your spirit fly. You got a thought to share or a secret to disclose. Today's a perfect day because anything goes.
Welcome back, 19 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Carol in Seattle. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi. Hey, Tom. Hey, I was wondering, what about, how do we get ranked choice voting done and then, you know, basically finally represent everyone? And also, I think simultaneously that's going to break up the two-party stranglehold, but I think everyone's too afraid to mess with it. And it's like, I know you want to get inside the party, but anyway, what say you?
Well, I think we do need Democrats inside the Democratic Party who will advocate for ranked choice voting. Over 200 towns, counties, municipalities, whatever, that have it already, largely as a result of the efforts of the Green Party back in the 90s, the 80s and 90s, you know, before the Jill Stein era, when she just completely corrupted the party. By all means, in fact, Alaska, you know, got ranked choice voting. Yeah. And it's one of the reasons that they have a fairly reasonable member of Congress. We got ranked choice voting here in Portland for the first time this last election. The ballots that Louise and I filled out a couple of weeks ago, you know, for the November election were ranked choice voting, and it was kind of cool. In fact, it was great. So I'm with you. And the main opposition to ranked choice voting is coming from both political parties. It's coming from the Democrats and the Republicans, and you know, that's. That's why we need to get inside the parties and influence them. Carol, thanks for the call. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. When that Hegseth first started out, when he was diminishing and demeaning the women soldiers and stuff, let me read you something from an archive I had from about women in the war zone. And it came out, these facts came out in May of 2012 from Army Times. 135,000, the number of female soldiers who had deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan. 400 was valor awards they had earned in those theaters of operations, to include two Silver Stars, our nation's third highest award. 77 was women in combat arms, the infantry or armor specialties that had been killed in action. So remember, you know, this was 12 years ago when Hegseth, I believe he was over in Afghanistan in 2012, so he should have known better on that.
He's just a pig. I mean, you know, he's a male chauvinist pig. He thinks that women are basically, sexual playthings or mommy. Shouldn't have. Apparently, he believes they shouldn't have. Certainly, he doesn't think they should be in combat. I'm assuming that, although I may be wrong, I'm assuming that his opinion extends to other areas as well. So, we'll see. I think Hegseth is going down in flames, I think it's real likely that you're going to see. Trump and Ron DeSantis are getting together on Sunday,
Would you like to see somebody from one of the old units of him do a vote on him like they did to John Kerry back in 2004?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be necessary, Dave, but if this nomination of Hegseth continues beyond Tuesday of next week, I suspect you're going to start seeing stuff like that. Dave, thanks for the call. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was hoping to get the congressman, but you'll do, let me tell you.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, why am I not hearing more, like, from the congressman just, you know, spontaneously off the top of his head, worrying about all these moves to curtail our press freedoms? And I'm thinking specifically of Trump's pledge, threat to all of his GOP followers to avoid passing the press
Freedoms Act,
where I think to keep the feds off of surveilling the journalists and also putting them in jail when they won't, you know, spill on their sources, or the one where the Congress, by that I mean the House, has passed a couple of times this bill to that would allow the Treasury Secretary to cancel the nonprofit status right. of any outlet that they decide is terroristic, and that it would include the ACLU, which doesn't even take any money, not that it's a press outfit, but it doesn't take any money from the feds specifically right. because they're the ACLU, but they would be at risk.
Both of these and are toast, Susan.
Huh?
Both of these are toast. The Press Act, you know, is not going to get through Congress. The Republicans will not go for it. It provides a shield to reporters so that they don't have to divulge their sources.
Oh, I know it's toast, but nobody seems to be worried about it.
Well, yeah. It's just not going to pass. Sadly, I think it's an important piece of legislation. I agree with you. And the bill that would allow the Treasury Secretary to cut off. The nonprofit status of groups that the president doesn't like, even if that passes the Senate, it's passed the House now. Even if it passes the Senate, Joe Biden won't sign it. So, and there's not enough votes to override his veto. I expect, however, that bill will come back in the next House of Representatives. And what we're going to see, the battle we're going to have around it then is going to be whether John Thune is going to suspend the filibuster or whether he's going to let Democrats filibuster the bill. And we're going to learn an awful lot, once that whole process starts. But, yeah, I share your concerns, Susan. Thank you for the call. Glenn in Los Angeles. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
I'm a bit frustrated when you and the congressman talk about having to get the money for the government from taxes. I would ask you and the audience to check out the movie Finding the Money. It's Stephanie Kelton and much of the
Modern Monetary Theory.
Economist. Yes. Mm-hmm. And really, it's the basis of everything you keep talking about. Oh, we got a tax. You don't. You don't got to tax to get the money.
Well, there's two reasons why you tax rich people. The first is arguably to fund the government.
There's
the second is to change their behavior. And that's also why you want to change it's also why you want to tax corporations. So,
but what you and the congressman, he just said it. He just said, we got to tax them in order to get money.
Yeah. I understand the argument, Glenn. I understand it. But, that's the way Americans understand the system. I'm fully cognizant of Stephanie Kelton's perspective. She's been on this program a number of times. But it's not gonna win an election. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Larry's up next.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And my apologies to Larry. I forgot that I put him back on hold. I'll pick up Larry's call on the other side of the break and all the rest of them. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever exercise and watch your diet, trying to get your cholesterol numbers down, and then don't see any results? Well, Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with a promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, Superbearing, and the code to get 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Where every culture shares delight, with tables full of joy and laughter, and every heart
feels warm
tonight.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls here, Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, my apologies for not putting you back on the air 10 minutes ago.
No problem. It's a jobs Friday.
Yeah, it is. We got a jobs report.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good jobs report. 227,000 jobs were created. So we're back on track to the low levels that Powell knocked Joe Biden's job creation down to. We were seeing 600, 700, 800,000 jobs created before Powell decided he was going to jack up the Fed rate at a very fast rate to try to destroy Biden's economy. But he still has seen more jobs created than Reagan, Bush, Trump combined in one term. And so when you and now what appears to be happening right now, I frequently talked about how quantitative easing reminds me of quantum physics because spooky things happen from a distance. So right now, when the VIX is rising fast, it pulls the Dow down. And over the last few days, it appears that the VIX has this spooky effect on the Dow, where it keeps the Dow 100 points below par.
Is the VIX up right now?
No, it's down by 140 the last time I looked.
Oh, interesting.
But what happened is a couple of days ago, the Dow hit 45,000. Mm-hmm. And after the Dow hit 45,000, the VIX got vigorous and started having this effect on the Dow. It doesn't have the same effect on the NASDAQ nor the S&P 500, by the way.
The VIX, for people who don't know what we're talking about, is basically the kind of the uncertainty or instability index, right? There's a better description for it, I suppose.
It spookily is only attacking the Dow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch it on an hour-by-hour basis. Just watch this thing. It's amazing. The Dow starts gaining, then the VIX reaches up and pulls it back down. And I still believe that is the invisible hand of Powell. And I think that what Congress needs to do, at least what the Senate, if they can do it, is force Powell to make the moves that he's doing, make them visible.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he can do almost anything he wants, and there's no transparency. Yeah. So I can sit back and look at the Dow and watch it move on a second-to-second basis, but Powell could be behind the scenes, behind the curtain, pulling the Dow down and then taking some of the money that he's pulling the Dow down with and putting it back into the NASDAQ so the NASDAQ wouldn't be affected by the VIX.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like there's some monkey business going on. And the reason why I'm concerned about it is because there isn't a person on these financial programs that's talking about this weird activity that's going on right now.
Yeah.
They're trying to make sure that Biden does not get a higher percentage in market gains than Donald Trump did. Now, Donald Trump's market gains came because Powell pumped trillions of dollars into the stock market.
So do you think
I
got that. Do you think Trump is going to keep Powell on or does he even have the power to fire him?
Trump is an absolute idiot.
I know
people don't like for us to make names, call people names. Trump is an absolute idiot. The guy that put him in the White House in the first place was the FBI head.
Yeah.
And after he put him in there, Trump is so stupid because he wants to take credit for him.
Yeah, James Comey got him in the White House, and he fires Comey. No, I got it.
And then he fires him. So yeah. He wants to fire Powell also. And Powell's the reason why he got a second term, because Powell is the one that caused the inflation to streak up when Biden was president.
Mm.
All that spending that Powell did, all that spending that Donald Trump did, $5 trillion over the budget for 2 years in a row, that's what gave us the recession.
Right.
Gave us that inflation. And now that Powell did this deed for Donald Trump, the clowns, I'm going to upset a few people who don't like name calling, the clown, the crazy man.
Yeah, no, I got
the
it.
Guy who
I
was,
got it. Larry, yeah. I need to wrap it up, but was there a final point you wanted to make before I move along?
Well, I'm just watching what I see the markets being manipulated by Powell.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Larry, thank you. It's always great to hear from you, and happy Friday. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yeah, Tom. Listen, I think we need to start teaching evolution as the truth. Right now, the entire country sees social services as a cost and a drag on productivity. It is not. What we're looking at is we're seeing natural law as a natural law of colonialism, not a natural law of nature. Both Dems and Republicans are scientifically misled to think that trickle-down is a real thing based on survival.
I don't think
there's
any Democrats who believe that trickle-down is a real thing.
I
think we are teaching evolution in our schools, aren't we?
No, we're actually not. If you look, cooperation is not what people believe school thinking that evolution has anything to do with.
Oh, it's you're talking about like David Loy's take on Charles Darwin.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have to do this because we see citizens right now as consumers of wealth.
Yeah.
And we need to see them as creators of wealth and producers.
No, I get it. I was a member of David Loy's kind of, you know, panel of consultants, as it were, or whatever. I forget what he called it. For people,
and I know it hasn't worked. And I know it's been difficult for thousands of years. You know, this is basically the base ethos of Christianity, is that cooperation. You know, Democrats need to be the party of joy and abundance. Right now, Republicans are the party of fear and scarcity.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I agree with you. Michael, thank you very much. And David Loy, by the way, wrote several books, Darwin's Theory of Love. You can Google him, L-O-Y-E, David Loy. He's Rianne Eisler's husband. Rianne is a friend, and she's been on this program too, and who wrote The Chalice and the Sword, or The Chalice and the Blade, I guess it is, and just you know, a number of great books. And David's point was that what Darwin was saying was that was not survival of the fittest, not competition, but cooperation. Cooperation is how all the cells in our body work. If your liver started competing with your heart, you'd die. All of your, you know, throughout our body, we have cooperation. In nature, we have cooperation. Yes, the foxes eat the bunnies, but actually the bunnies cooperate in that too. So it's just an amazing perspective on evolution. Evelyn in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Evelyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm really happy to talk to you. I've been listening to you for 20 years and subscribed to the podcast for quite, I don't know, 15 years. And I've never had the nerve to call before, but I have been niggled to death about people wondering why Trump is picking the people that he's picking for his cabinet. It's like, well, what's his ulterior motive? Isn't it obvious? They're buying those positions with tips.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean the tips that were legalized by the Supreme Court?
Exactly.
Yes.
He doesn't have any political motive. He's doing it for money.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that when Trump becomes president, what we're going to find out is that most of what he wants to use, most of what he wants to do is use the power of the presidency to promote his own company. His son, Eric, is now talking about, you know, doing development projects in several different countries. Trump is not going to give up his ownership of the company or step away from it at all, even remotely this time around. He's just going to thumb his nose to that tradition. And you know, it's going to be all grifting all the time.
Well, it's just so obvious that you know, when people try to put some big political motive to it, I'm like, no, 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 no. And then the other reason I was prompted to call is I'm black, and one of my hot buttons is African-American. If somebody says American, I mean, talk about white privilege. You just assume they're white. Because anybody who's not white has some other word put in front of the word.
So what should I say instead of
American? Evelyn,
in your mind?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my people have been in this country for hundreds and hundreds of years, but I'm still not an American. I'm an African American.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I get
Visit
it.
TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So Evelyn, what should I say instead of African American?
Black.
Okay.
If you want to describe me as being a black person, which only ever applies, of course, if
you're... I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I got it. Thank you. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Turn the dial, tune in, and you'll find a voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty Talk Radio, where dreams are alive.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here at Anything Goes Friday. Robert in Greenville, North Carolina. Hey, Robert, what's up?
What's up? We have grandmothers on the front lines in Ukraine fighting for their country.
You're right.
And then we have draft dodger Donnie, who didn't want to fight our country.
Yep.
When we needed him to fight. And we have to worry about South Korea. There's something really going on that's dangerous.
Well, I think the good news is that the South Korean parliament said no to President Yoon, and he backed down. And now they're talking about impeaching him. And I think the impeachment vote is going to be Tuesday of next week. I could be wrong. It's been a day or two since I read the article, but it's coming. And, I mean, obviously, he did not have anything close to the control over the PPP party, his version of the Republican Party. And the South Korea's version of the Democratic Party had retaken control of the parliament. But he couldn't even get a single vote from his own side in parliament. It was like, you know, zero. Not one single dissenter, well, you know, not one single person was willing to stand up and defend him. I don't think that Trump is going to have that kind of a problem. I think Trump has much better control over the GOP than Yoon did over the PPP.
I hope you're right.
No, I hope I'm wrong. Because what that means is that Trump could get away with doing what Yoon tried to do. Yoon was unsuccessful because he didn't have the level of control that Trump had. And that concerns me. I wrote about this Monday or Tuesday. You can find it at HartmanReport.com, all my thoughts on it and details. But
I think the reason he failed was because the people hit the streets before he could do more.
I think that was a large part of it. I agree with you, Robert. And also in the media landscape in South Korea, there is only one network that is the equivalent of Fox News, and it's only 2 years old, and it doesn't have that big a following. So, you know, there's the people are well informed, whereas people who watch Fox News by and large are just terribly uninformed. Robert, thank you. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
I wanted to offer three magic words to all the political and social groups in the country. Community mutual aid. And what I mean by that is that we have to form groups at the base, on the, you know, with individual people and groups of people, getting them together and helping them to help each other. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, politics is great, but we cannot change this country with politics alone. We have to change the base. And, you know, there's dozens and dozens of techniques for various kinds of mutual aid. And I'm writing a letter now to the 200 progressive groups in Berkeley about this. But also, I would hope that, you know, you talk to a lot of politicians and you get them on the air and they're great. But I hope you also get some community organizers, people who are really dealing with the, you know, the basic structure of the population, which is not politics.
Yeah. It's a great suggestion. If you have any ideas for people that you think would be good guests for the program, you know, feel free to call in and just give the information to I think Mateo is answering the phones today, and usually is answering the phones.
I don't have any names, you know, right now, but there are a lot of really good people who are doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and
we're
going to
have Bill Ayers on next week, maybe. He's got a new book out. I mean, that was community organizing in the '60s, but still, there are lessons.
Yeah. Well, that's when we really had it. That's when we had so much trust that, you know, you could hitchhike any time.
That's true. People hitchhiked all the way across the United States from Michigan to Texas to Los Angeles or to San Francisco and then back to Michigan. You're absolutely right.
Me too.
That was in 68.
I went from California to New York and back.
Yep, there you go. Try that today. It ain't going to work. Lawrence, I want to try and get one more call in here before the end of the day, but thank you so much for your call and spot on. Kevin in Long Beach, California. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, you know, the restaurants are packed, the planes are packed, the ballparks are packed, the concerts are packed. Biggest holiday travel season, $11 billion on Black Friday, $13 billion on Cyber Monday. It's the media, stupid. It's not the economy, and that's the only reason he got in there, because of the media.
I wouldn't say it's the only reason, but I'd say it's probably 80% of it. I think, Elon Musk spending $270 million to elect Donald Trump. I think X turning into a right-wing echo chamber.
A handful of billionaires. It's the misinformation that they spread. Yeah. And if a politician did 1,000th of what he's done in his life 20 years ago, their career would have been ruined.
Yeah, I agree with you. Kevin, thank you. Well said. Kusai in Campo, California. We have just a little less than a minute left. Kusai, you got a quick one?
Yes, sir. I just want to point out, it's not going to be that easy for Donald to do all the things that he wants to do, because all the cutting from all these departments are going to conflict with the other billionaires that are existing, and they're not going to just let them take their shares of the toll. Just really like that.
Well, and if he goes after the defense contractors, the other defense contractors are going to say, well, wait a minute, Elon's getting billions as a defense contractor. It's going to be a cluster.
So there's not going to be no honor amongst thieves, like they say. So they're going to fight.
Yeah, and I think they're already lining up for the fight. It certainly looks that way. And the billionaires, the big corporations, the lobbyists—they've all got to be, getting ready to do this.
Absolutely.
Kusai, thanks a lot for the call, and thank you to you for watching today or listening today to the program. Thanks for being with us all this week. We really appreciate it. And special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mateo Robertson, all the great people who work on this program. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in. Have a great afternoon, and I'll catch up with you on Monday. Have a wonderful week.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed